At 4 minutes past, this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. Parents, this next story is not appropriate for small children. A new study in a leading cancer journal says there's been a dramatic increase in the incidence of certain oral cancers associated with the human papillomavirus, a finding that tracks with a similar increase seen here in the mid-state. Vanderbilt researcher Crystal Kuz studies oral HPV infections exclusively. While Dr. Kuz stresses that these cancers remain rare, she does note that Vanderbilt Medical Center has seen a 3,000% increase in HPV-related cancers among men since the 1980s.
We're seeing an increase in oral pharyngeal cancer that sort of coincides with the sexual revolution in the U.S. So during that time, it was more common to have more sexual partners. Oral sex also became more common, and we think that is why we're seeing this large increase in this type of cancer now.
Dr. Kuz notes that the southeastern United States has some of the highest HPV infection rates in the country and also has some of the nation's lowest HPV vaccination rates. She encourages parents to make sure their children get that HPV vaccine.
The age that's recommended is currently 11 or 12 years old. We want to get children vaccinated prior to sexual debut because once they're exposed to the virus, the vaccine can't do anything to help an individual clear the infection.
A new study in Annals of Oncology suggests that men who had multiple oral sex partners and those who smoke have the greatest chance of developing an HPV-related oral cancer. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.